From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Rogers, reading A Taste of Crimson by Marjorie M. Liu. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. They are dirty beasts, but that is the way of it. We will throw the dogs a bone, Michael. Throw them a bone and watch them lick our fingers. Throw them a bone, Michael murmured. He pressed his tongue against Fang, tasted sweet blood. Far below him at street level, the vampire envoys floated single file down the narrow alley, winding around dumpsters and rusting cars. Night, a cool breeze, the scent of rain, wet concrete shining with reflected light from apartment windows. The vampires were shadows passing over slick grit and filth. Michael scanned the path ahead of them. He sensed no movement, no scent of human or steel. Nothing of the mechs, the mechanically enhanced humans, of whom the city had so recently become aware. Nothing, even of the wolves. They are dirty beasts, Celestine's words whispered in his mind. Her dry silk voice, soft, damning. Michael watched the top of her head, third in line behind Frederick, the envoy's leader and Dumont's hand-chosen negotiator. Celestine's pale, hairless scalp stood out in stark contrast to her black-belted robes. Michael imagined dropping on her, dislodging vertebrae with quick fingers, immobilizing her just long enough to keep her from the negotiations with the wolves. She was a bad choice for these talks, talks that had to succeed. Michael was not a man to admit weakness, but he could eat his pride this once. The humans had proven themselves strong in their...